May we be gifts of God's service to others always. Amen. Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you. There's a boldness and hubris in James and John's statement. And between the lines and underneath the surface, there's also trust and respect. The brothers want to be right up there with Jesus in power and might, because the brothers are still holding on to the image of Jesus as a king, a Messiah, who will use force and destruction to bring about the desolation and annihilation of Israel's oppressors. And Jesus said to them, "What is it you want me to do for you?" And they said to him, "Grant us to sit, one on your right hand and one at your left, in your glory." Jesus doesn't rebuke them. Instead, he tells them gently that they do not know what it is they are asking for. But James and John show no signs of taking back their request. So Jesus asks James and John, "Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" And with no hesitation and utter confidence, the brothers reply, "We are able." So Jesus takes them at their word and grants them his cup and his baptism. But to sit at his left or his right is not his to grant. That has already been settled. It's at this point the other 10 disciples catch wind of the conversation, and they're angry that the brothers would ask such a thing. And I wonder, are the 10 angry because they didn't think to ask this of Jesus first? Or are they angry because a bond of trust that they are all equals as Jesus' disciples has been broken? Jesus hears them arguing, and so he calls them to him. And Jesus again reminds the disciples that he is not that kind of Messiah. He reminds them to look at these worldly rulers who never let them forget the power they hold over other people's lives, who use their power to be tyrants concerned only with their own power and wealth, with no regard to the cost in lives. And Jesus makes an entreaty of their hearts, "But not so among you, not so among you," he reminds them. Jesus reminds them that he came to serve, and if they are to follow him, then they too are called to be servant leaders. If the disciples seek greatness, then they must serve. If the disciples seek to be first, then they must see beyond themselves. Jesus is trying to tell them they must be servants who lead, not leaders who serve. Jesus is trying to tell them, within the cup he offers to us is the fullness, wholeness, entirety of our lives. Bring our thirst for God and find God within us. Bring our deepest desires of God and find God in others. Jesus is trying to tell us within the baptism he offers to us is love. Love of God love from God, love of community, love from community. Jesus tells us he came not to be served, but to serve, to give his life a ransom for many. This is his cup. This is his baptism. Amen.